Good afternoon. You're listening to Jazz Tone, Jazz 91.9 FM, WCLK. My special guest today is Joey Alexander, originally from Bali, and this young gentleman is a very talented young artist, and was discovered and I believe the Jazz, the Lincoln Center, Jason Marcellus. He's produced over 4 albums, and he continues to be a fantastic pianist, and he is also a composer on his last release, Eclipse. He will be gracing the stage of the Rialto Theater on February 23rd, and I'd like to welcome you, Joey. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, good. One of the things that I'm very fascinated about is your embracing jazz music at an early age by listening to your father's music and then learning how to play piano on your own. So you've never had, have you ever had any formal piano lessons?
Mostly listening, even till today, but sometimes I have musicians coming to my house and just showing me, you know, standards and, you know, basic stuff for me to learn about the music more. But it's just mostly me and my dad, you know, listening to music and working on music.
I noticed that you like John Coltrane. On your recent release, you recorded Moment's Notice, which is the 1957 release off of the album Blue Train. What attracted you toward this particular track?
Well, I think it's a happy tune. And every time I play it, it's always feel happy about it. I think the melody itself is beautiful enough to play around with it. And I had a dancer for the first time interpreting the arrangement. I thought it was something new for me to do that, but I thought it was really interesting to see that.
Interesting enough, when you recorded this album, Eclipse, you had just previously observed the eclipse on August 21st, the solar eclipse 2017, and you and the musicians went out, Eric Holland and Reuben Rogers, and then came back and recorded freely the eclipse. What inspired you?
Yeah, I never saw it before, but it was pretty amazing. I mean, I won't forget it, you know, after we called some tunes. I believe we had a break, and we take a closer look, you know, to see the solar eclipse. It wasn't too dark, you know, it was like half. I saw the half of it, and it was something came out of my mind. I was inspired by it. After we came back to the studio, we didn't really plan what to do or even talk about the next song, which is play it.
Interesting. Great inspiration. The eclipse.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Also on your new album, you have 14 featuring Joshua Redman. And is,
yeah.
And that's when you were 14. You're 15 now, right?
Yeah. I was 14.
It celebrated your birthday.
Yeah, I wrote it maybe before my birthday. I don't know exactly. I remember around that time.
You have some spiritual pieces on here as well. Draw Me Nearer, which was originally done by Francis J. Crosby. What made you record this particular track, Draw Me Nearer?
Well, I always loved playing hymns, gospel music, and wanted to record it, you know, just one song. And I thank God that I found really good gospel song to play, and it was Draw Me Nearer. Mm. And I'm glad it's on the album.
I'm glad it's on the album as well, because we definitely need that in the other release that you wrote called Peace. What inspired you to write Peace?
Track of the album. Right.
It's a peaceful ballad. What inspiration did you have for that?
Well, I believe that, you know, we need, you know, peace in the world, you know, not no hate. So, you know, all the things that are going around the world today. So, you know, that's why I named it Peace.
Very, very true. Blackbird, That's a very popular tone that was done by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Your inspiration for Blackbird?
Yeah, I wanted to, try to arrange one Beatles song. So, yeah, I wanted to try solo, play solo on it. So it was, Blackbird.
Well, you can play solo. There's no question about that. You continue to grow as an artist. And another one you have here, which you have Joshua Redman on, which you wrote, Faithful.
Yeah, it was beautiful, yeah.
Faithful is a tune that's really inspirational. And you started off the new release from your home, Bali, right?
Yeah, the first song.
The first tune. And what can we expect when you come to Atlanta at the Rialto Theater?
Well, now I'm really working on the new original music, and that's what I'm going to bring later in Atlanta when I play there. So you'll hear some new music coming out.
Oh, new music coming out. Oh, great. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
I look forward to meeting you as well. Joey Alexander's concert will be February 23rd at the Rialto Theater. And we look forward to you coming. Any final words that you'd like to say?
What I want to mention on drums would be Kendrick Scott, and on the bass would be Chris Funk.
Well, I look forward to that. That is a very good group that you're bringing here. And we look forward to it. And I thank you very much, Joy.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. I want to thank you very much for taking the time out in your busy schedule to do an interview for the WCLK audience, and we look forward to seeing you on February 23rd. Thank you, Joey, and take care, okay?
You too.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.